Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie Couric, and welcome once again to show number 546 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week we're going back in the time machine 60 years. We're going to examine the Billboard charts for the week ending June 16th, 1962, into the rock era. There were some pop songs on the charts as well. So beginning with number 8 on the charts that week, it's a David Rose Orchestra with a Stripper. Kicking off our look back at the hit songs from this week 60 years ago was David Rose's orchestra with The Stripper. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured on the program, send your request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, I'd love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, maybe you're looking to acquire a set, maybe you have one laying around you'd like to get working again, get in touch with our good friends at the Wisconsin Antique Radio Club at warci.org, or find them on their Facebook group as well. Sitting at number 7 on the charts this week in 1962 was Connie Francis with Secondhand Love.
That you don't feel When she kissed me, I was born, then she said goodbye. Then I knew right away I was born to cry. Now I'm happy and the joke's on her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah. She took my love, said she's not coming back. Thought my world and my sky would all turn to black. Now I see the light, I'm wise to her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Never know it, now my story can be told with a smiling face. I'm the luckiest guy in a human race. All my loving dreams are gone for her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, she took my love, you see. Oh, she doesn't bother me. Yeah, I found that place to be.
The number 6 song on the Billboard charts for the week ending June 16, 1962 belonged to Dion with Lovers Who Wander. Here's another rock classic, the number 5 song this week 60 years ago belonged to Freddie Cannon with Palisades Park.
Right. When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. Because the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man. The kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on, just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone in the parade, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night. When nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Everyone heard two shots ring out. One shot made Liberty fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all.
Inspired by the movie of the same title, that was Gene Pitney sitting at number 4 this week 60 years ago with The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And the number 3 song on the charts this week in June 1962 belonged to Johnny Tillotson with It Keeps Right On A-Hurtin'.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurtin' every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurtin' since you're gone. They say a man should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting of the day. Every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone.
Just a wonderful instrumental with a beautiful song, Strangers on the Shore by Acker Bilk. That was the number 2 song this week on the Billboard charts 60 years ago. And now, drum roll please, here's the number 1 song for the week ending June 16th, 1962. Belonged to Ray Charles with I Can't Stop Loving You.
I can't stop wanting you.
It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Dreams of yesterday.
Those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago, they still make me blue. They say that time
heals a broken heart. But time has stood still since we've been apart. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. So I'll just live my life of dreams of yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It's Bing Crosby time, our Bing Sings feature for the week, and Bing Crosby didn't have a hit song on the top 10 in 1962, but he did sing one that became a hit the following week on the June 23rd, 1962 chart. This song entered at number 20 for Claude King. Here's Bing's version of Wolverton Mountain.
Well, they say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter, and he's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there, all of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain, though Clifton Clowers might take my life. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips,
her tender
lips, are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Flowers if a stranger should wander there. I don't care about Clifton Flowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Flowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton.
Time now for old time radio time. It's here in the show where you will listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to November 9th of 1945 and tuning into the Comedy Caravan with Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore.
Gary Moore speaking.
Hello, Junior, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy Durante, where are you?
I'm at a lady doctor's office in Junior. I'll be a little late because I'm the victim of an advanced fracture.
An advanced fracture? How did that happen?
I made an advance and she fractured me.
Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore
in person.
Yes, Jimmy Durante, Gary Moore, Jerry Sullivan, Roy Boggy and his orchestra, and yours truly, Howard Petrie. Ladies and gentlemen, when an actor gets really famous, we always call them by their first names. You all know who I mean when I say Bing, Lana, and Frankie. And with that thought in mind, here is our co-star, Mr. Moore.
Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Putrie. And good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Howard, I would like to have laughed at your introduction tonight, but getting on with the program, excuse me. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Moore. My name is Aardvark Eyjolf in Schloss.
Well, don't worry about it. It probably happened when you were very young. What brings you to my door tonight?
Well, Mr. Moore, you're a celebrity and you need protection. I want you to hire me as your bodyguard.
Brother, well, thank you, but I really need somebody bigger and stronger, like Margaret O'Brien.
Listen, Mr. Moore, don't laugh. I've got a gun.
A gun? Well, where is it?
Help me lift it out of my pocket.
Look, that thing there is a water pistol. Why don't you get yourself a real gun with bullets in it?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Oh, that makes noise.
Yes, I guess it does. I'm sorry, though. I just can't picture you as a bodyguard. And what if I were to walk out of the studio and a big thug came up to me? What could you do?
Well, I'd step between you. Then the guy would hit me in the head, knock me down, stab me a little, shoot me some, drag me through the streets, and then run over me with an automobile.
And that is your life's work?
Oh, I don't mind. I got old clothes on. And look, Mr. Moore.
Yeah?
Just to prove how strong I am, grab my hand and see if you can throw me.
Well, I don't want to hurt you, but if you insist, here we go. Now, you see there? Pick me up. And now that I'm back on my feet again, here he is, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
You've got to start off each day with a song.
I'll sing it, Jimmy Moore.
Now, even when things go better, you even look better. Ladies and gentlemen, for my next number, I'm going to sing that old-time song hit, My Honey's Lovin' Arms. My honey's lovin' arms, my honey's lovin' arms.
Is that all? That's a very short version.
My honey's got very short arms. Ah, Durante, you mad fool, you.
Jim, I certainly hope you sing better than that in your new picture, Two Sisters from Boston.
Ah, yes, Two Sisters from Boston. What a picture. Never too busy to advertise. But, Junior, it might interest you to know that Louis B. Mayer of MGM called me this morning and made me a producer.
Oh, really, Jim? What did he say?
He said, Durante, in your next picture, either you produce or else.
Jim, is that authentic?
Authentic? Sure. And some of it's even true. What a picture I'll make. I can see the billboards now. Directed by so-and-so, written by so-and-so, music by so-and-so, and starring so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so.
And I suppose your name will come first.
Of course, I'm the biggest so-and-so of them all. I say that with tongue and sandwich and mustard towards none. Junior, wait till you see the parts I'm going to give myself. Drama, nothing but drama.
But, Jimmy, to be a great dramatic actor, you've got to know suffering and hardship.
Then I'll do what Bing Crosby does. Before he made Going My Way, he stood out on a Lincoln Highway for 2 days and hitchhiked.
Well, where's the hardship in that?
Junior, with 4 kids, it's a long way between service stations.
I see your point. But, Jim, maybe you could play a romantic part at that. After all, out at MGM, you're just as handsome as the next guy.
I am, Junior.
Sure, providing the next guy is Wallace Beery.
Mr. Moore, please remember the old saying. He who makes a goat of Durrani in the beginning gets buttered in the end.
I should have known. But, Jim, there's one thing that's obvious. That now that you're a producer, you'll just have to get yourself a secretary.
I'd do that, Junior, if I could just find a secretary with legs like Betty Grable, a figure like Ann Sheridan, a face like Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, that's silly. Why do you want a girl like that for?
There comes a time in every man's life when the Lone Ranger don't mean a thing.
Personally, Jim, I think... Again. Come in.
Oh, pardon, senor. Are you the Jimmy Durante who has advertised for the secretary?
I should have advertised months ago.
Senor, you think maybe I get the secretary job, see?
See.
We get along together fine, see?
See.
You like me, see?
Yeah, and the more I see, the more I like. I love that kind of cabezon.
Thank you, senor. I will come to work in the morning. You are so kind, so good. I could throw my arms around you and kiss you.
What do you know? This kid's in line for a raise already.
Oh, senor, it is nice to speak to American men. They have such charming personalities.
And how?
And the American boys have such large shoulders.
Thank you.
The Americans are so handsome.
Thanks.
What country are you from?
There's a bus leaving for Barcelona. You may consider yourself a passenger.
Well,
and I hope you get a seat over the wheels.
Well, adios, senor. Hasta mañana. Hasta la vista.
And a lots of bananas to your sister, too. Oh, it's a shame, Junior. That girl is crazy about me.
Don't be too sure. I'm afraid the lady may resent the vociferousness of your amatory advances.
Why, that's impossible. We didn't even talk salary. I'll answer it, Junior. I need the exercise. Hello, Umbriago. What's that? Can I get you a date for tonight? Sure, I've got just a girl for you. Dolores. Call Hollywood 5131. If a man answers, that's Dolores. She's a lady baritone. No trouble at all. Goodbye. What a character, Junior. That's my favorite place in me. Umbriaco. When he got to Paris, he got all the women. Now, Umbriaco. On the boulevards, that fella was a demon. Such a system. When he met a lady, she could not resist him. First, he kissed one cheek, then kissed the other cheek, then kissed the other cheek. Each kiss took a week. What a week to that freak, Umbriaco!
Time now for Roy Bargy and the orchestra playing Carnival.
that was Roy Boggy and his Hollywood Marriage Orchestra. They start together, but they never end up together. But now it's time for me to turn you over to the Culture Corner and Mr. Gary Moore. Meanwhile, I shall listen on my midget radio, and we'll ask the midget to listen, too.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you.
Sure. And you know, friends, like lots of other people, I am an ardent follower of the comic strips. But my favorite comic strip characters are the Wonder Boys, like Superman, the Batman, Mandrake, and Buck Rogers. And tonight, we present an evening at home with the greatest of them all, Super Duperman! Super Duperman, man of the future. He moves mountains. He picks up locomotives. He catches airplanes with his bare hands. Listen.
Butterfingers.
It is now 5:30 in the home of Super Duperman. Mrs. Super Duperman and their little son, Superman, are in their super kitchen preparing super. Supper. Soup for supper. Little Superman speaks.
Gee, Mom, I wish Pop would come home. I wonder what amazingly, astoundingly, supernaturally exciting things he did today.
The last time I saw him, he had the Rocky Mountains tucked under his arm. He was going to drop them on Idaho.
What for?
He's just crazy about mashed potatoes.
Boy, is he corny.
Sonny boy, listen.
Is it a man? Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
No, it's your old man. Quick, Sonny. Run to the front hall. Open the door. Open the door. Open the door.
Why can't you leave that front door open?
Well, Mr. Super Duper Man, I can't watch for you every second. I was out in the kitchen washing your tights.
Washing my tights, and that's another thing. You've got to stop putting starch in my tights. How do you think I feel when I'm flying through the air and Mandrake says, "There goes Super Duper Man, stiff again." Now pull up my easy chair. I'm going to sit down and rest.
If you're going to sit down, you face the other wall. I know all about the blonde who moved in next door.
Well, what about her?
You and your X-ray eyes.
Hey, Pop, look what Buck Rogers gave me to play with today. It's a disintegrator gun.
Disintegrator gun? Sonny, you don't think that thing really works? That's a lot of comic strip talk.
Certainly, Sonny. It's perfectly harmless. Shoot it at something and see.
Certainly. Shoot it at your mother.
Okay.
Don't just stand there, Sonny. Sweep your mother under the rug. That's the boy. Now, what amazingly, astoundingly, supernaturally exciting things would you like to hear about?
Well, gee, Pop, I don't know just how to say this, but well, you know what Batman said about you?
Batman? What did he say?
Well, Pop, Batman said you were a bum.
A bum?
Why, that overgrown bloomer girl.
I'll fix him right now. Where does Batman hang out?
He hangs out on top of the Empire State Building in New York.
That's 3,000 miles away. It'll take me just 5 seconds to get there. Hand me my tights, son.
Here they are, Pop.
Hand me my cape, son.
Here it is, Pop.
Now stand back. Up, 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 and away! Why can't you leave that window open? Well, I got 2 seconds left. I'm off again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now to the top of the Empire State Building in New York. But poised on the topmost ledge, Super Duperman and his hated rival Batman are locked in deadly conflict. Super Duperman, please.
All right, now, Batman, let me see you jump.
Nothing doing. You jump first.
No, you jump first.
No, you 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 first.
All right, then I will jump first.
Egad! Super Duperman, jump!
Yes, sir. There ain't nobody can beat me playing checkers. No. From the trials of Super Duper Man, we shift our attention to a super duper gal, Jerry Sullivan. Hiya, Jerry. What's new?
Oh, there's a lot that's new, Gary, but tonight I'm reviving an old love of mine that I'm sure you must remember. It's called Honey.
Jerry Sullivan.
I I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey.
Paul Twig and Bustle Club presents a rip-roaring drama of the old Wild West, entitled...
Durante and Moore Find a Skunk on the Range, or Smellbound. Jimmy, you've spent a little time on the range, haven't you?
Indubitably, partner. Why, in my youth, I handled all kinds of cattle. I was a genius with the calves, a demon with the bulls, and an expert with the cows.
How are you with the steers?
The steers are all right, but I have trouble backing up.
Well, let's hit the trail then, partner. We're off to the Gopher Gulch Saloon.
Okay, I'll be there with bells on. I may sell a few good humors on the way.
Quiet, hombres! Quiet! Quiet! Comes time now for a little entertainment. The management has gone to great expense to bring you the Gopher Gulch Trio. These three boys are going to sing one of the greatest... These two boys are going to sing one of the greatest... This here fella is going to sing one of the greatest... Everybody dance! Well, I wonder what's holding up my partner, Moose Nose Durante.
Howdy, varmints. Make way for a rootin', tootin', shootin', rip-sortin', cravatin', Charles Lawton.
Moose Nose, what's been a-keeping you? Where you been at?
Well, Cactus Head, I've been on the trail.
I'll thank you to stick to the script.
I love that line I ad-libbed. Cactus Head, I've been on the trail of Poison McGurk, the cattle rustler. This morning I jumped out of bed, put on my boots, my gun belt, my 10-gallon hat, and started after him. Halfway to his hideout, I had to turn back.
What for?
I forgot my pants. I wish the wind wasn't blowing from the south.
Come on in. Come on in, Moose Nose. Let us catch Poison McGurk and get that 10,000 reward.
Wait a minute. You can't ride through the brush without chaps? How come you ain't got no chaps?
I use talcum powder. Come on, let's hit the trail. Yahoo!
Yahoo, wahoo, and the lasso of kazoo, too.
Moose Nose, it sure is quiet out here on the range.
as peaceful and quiet as a baby's smile.
Yep, the silence is so deep it almost puts you to sleep.
You know it's good for a man to be alone in the quietness? There's only one thing wrong with this range.
What's that?
Noisy gophers.
Oh, yeah. Partner, the thing we gotta figure out is where Poison McGurk is gonna strike next.
Oh, look. Look, Moose Nose, here comes an Injun. Maybe we can get directions from him. Hand me your cigarette and a saddle blanket, and I'll send him a smoke signal.
Okay, I'll dictate. Hmm? Spell out H-E-L-P.
Okay, get my blanket. H-E-L-P. It's no use, Jimmy. It won't work with this cigarette.
Why not?
All it'll spell out is L-S-M-F-T.
Oh. Wait a minute. I'll call on him in his native tongue. Say, Chief, Tallahassee, Susquehanna, Ticonderoga, and Tuckahoe.
Tuckahoe, Ticonderoga, Susquehanna, Tallahassee.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
It's a lie? What did he say?
He said I talk like a man and I look like an anteater.
Wait a minute, you. You don't look like a real Indian to me. How come you don't stand with your arms folded across your chest?
Gotta hold them radio script. Holly ho, pale face.
Partner, we must be close to Poison McGurk's hideout. I hope we can handle him when we find him.
Oh, don't fret yourself about that. I had a duel with a fella once. And before he could even touch his holster, I had my gun out, twirled it around my finger 30 times, then pulled the trigger.
Shucks a mercy. What happened?
Shot my toe clean off.
Very annoying catastrophe.
All right, you two hombres. Poison McGurk has got you covered.
Poison McGurk. Ladies and gentlemen, for my second number, I will sing My Honey's Loving Arms.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. You've gone all the way back to page 6.
I know, but it's safer back there.
Don't change the subject. This woman here is Poison McGurk. Poison McGurk is a woman.
Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone ever said to me.
I don't understand. How come you're a cattle rustler?
Oh, you've got me wrong. I do nothing but herd cattle.
What was that?
I herd cattle.
That's funny. I ain't heard a thing. Oh, boy, I'm a head cowboy tonight.
Enough of this fiddle-faddle. Throw down your guns, Poison. You're a-coming with me or I'll eat my shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Wait a minute, Junior.
What? What are you doing?
I'm spitting out my buttons. I was sitting at my piano the other day, but my mind was ill at ease. They were coming to take it away that afternoon. I was all by myself in a mellow mood, improvising symphonies. My right hand was playing Mozart's Minuet, and at the same time, my left hand was playing Have a Banana from Carmen. And at the same time, my mouth was whistling a sextet from Luigini's. And while all this was going on, what do you think my foot was doing? While keeping time, it was cracking walnuts. You see, I had to eat too. Then in the midst of all my soliloquy, a strange feeling came over me. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I found it. I found it. The lost cart. The lost cart. Wait a minute, fellas. I found the cart. Go out and find your own cart. Opportunist. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost cord. That's it. I'll have my name in the Hall of Fame, 'cause I went and found that lost cord. It hasn't changed. Everyone knows Tchaikovsky wasn't recognized for 200 years. Brahms wasn't recognized for 300 years. Beethoven wasn't recognized for 400 years. But I can't wait that long. I've only got 2 changes of clothes. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost cord. You know, it wasn't easy finding that lost cord. Working in my attic, I didn't sleep for days and days. I'd have been in terrible shape if I hadn't slept nights. Ladies and gentlemen, how I struggled. I worked my brain to the bone. First I put an A flat with a B minor. Then I put a B minor with an F major. Then I put an F major with a B minor. Then I tried an A and a B and a B and a G and a G and an E and an E and a D and a B and a D and a B and a G and an E and a D. What a piano, no apostrophes. People said I was mad, but that didn't discourage me. They said Mozart was mad. They said Puccini was mad. They said Louis was mad.
Who was Louis?
My uncle. He was mad. Soon my efforts bore fruit and I found it. The lost cause. Music lovers, do you realize what you're hearing? I'll play it again. What happened to it? That ain't the chord. Neither is that. And neither is that. And neither is that. I lost the chord, a catastrophe. Call out the cops. Call out the Marines. Call out the Air Corps.
Call for Philip Marvin.
Well, the forest, everybody wants to get into the act. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit down on the keyboard of this piano until the chord is returned. That's it, the lost chord. I found it. I found it by sitting on the piano keyboard. Very strange. I usually play by ear. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost call. Hey, now, who will be with you when we're far away? When, let me hear that high note, maestro. What a note.
A magnificent note, Mr. Durante.
A gigantic note, Mr. Moore.
And you know, Jimmy, it was lots of fun doing that cowboy sketch tonight.
Sure was, partner.
But you know, next week I'd like to do something really dramatic. Something important, like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
That would be swell, the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I'll be Notre.
And I'll be... No, I can't either.
Mr. Durante.
Good night, Mr. Moore.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash.
Just enough time to say I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hoping you'll join me again next week. Until then, so long for now.